verse number 21. The Bible says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. 300 years, begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for today. Lord, thank you for this week. God, I want to say thank you for allowing me to get up this morning in my right mind and be able to come to your house. Lord, I pray that you'll help us for just a little while as we try to preach and as the word of God goes forth this morning, God, I pray that it'll help us. Lord, be a help to your people. We'll thank you and praise you. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. The Bible says, and Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. When you think about walking with God, it's a lifetime experience. It's not a thing that you start and you stop and you start and you stop. It's a continual life. It's a testimony that is built. It's not just on Sunday. And it's not on just the days that you go to the house of God. But walking with God is when you're outside these doors. And in a day when the society in which we live in is so against somebody trying to be different, it's kind of difficult to walk with God. People look at you like something's wrong, and they look at us like we're crazy. When in fact, they don't have the right mind. And so in a day of Enoch's life, we find that Enoch walked with God. And for a few moments, I just want to talk about walking with God. In my personal life, walking with God's been a struggle. And if somebody says it ain't to me, they lying. Because, I mean, it takes devotion. And it takes doing away with some stuff. Because he's holy. And in Amos, the Bible says, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? And sometimes my agreement doesn't come up with his. But I want to walk with God. That's my desire. And not really that man sees me. I mean, really, I know they do, but that's not my reasoning in wanting to walk with God. what God's got me doing and the service that He's asked me to do, I'm not doing that for man to look at me, but I'm doing it because the Lord's asked me. Now, man does see what I do, but why are you trying to walk with God? What's your avenue? What are you trying to get out of the deal? I guess I'm asking. In your walk with God, is it that man will see what we're doing, or is it that God be satisfied with our walk with Him? And you ain't got to be a preacher or a Sunday school teacher, song leader to walk with God. Some of the greatest people I know that's ever walked with God ain't even a preacher. I'm talking about how to walk with God. So why are we walking with God? I want to please Him. In a day whenever everything's haywire, you know, if the government comes, we live in a free land, but one day, I honestly believe, before we get out of here, I believe we're going back to the house. I believe we're going to have church in the house. Because I believe the government's corrupt, and they don't like what we're doing. And they're going to shut this thing down. And you're going to have to make a choice. You know, can you walk with God if there ain't a building? Can you walk with God when other people walk away? Can you walk with God whenever your world's being blown to pieces? God, help us to walk with God in a day. And I'm not talking about being perfect. Brother Allen was talking about yesterday. We ain't perfect. And every one of us is that far from falling. Even those that we look up to can fall. But how bad you want to walk with God? Now, when I look at Enoch, now look at this. The Bible says in verse number 24, and Enoch walked with God. First of all, this was an enjoyable walk. You know, my time that I've walked with God has been some of the greatest joys of my life. I mean, I ain't never had so much joy and so much, I mean, just blessings from God because I'm walking with Him in a day when people, they won't go their own way. Brother Shane, one of my dear friends, I mean, I count Brother Shane my brother. And we'll be together, and it's like we just pick up right where we left off. And Brother Shane and Brother Jared, Brother Jeremy, and different ones here, it's a joy. Brother Tony, it's a joy to walk with God. It's not a discouraging thing. Now, sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it gets rough. But I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Not only is it an enjoyable walk, but it's an encouraging walk. This walking with God, I've got encouraged. And I know man can come up and shake your hand and pat you on the back and that's good when God tells you to do that. But the ultimate encouragement is God working through you and encouraging those that are trying to walk with God. He's the one that's given the encouragement, although he may use you as a vessel to give the encouragement, but it's from the Lord. And this walking with God's been an encouraging walk. I've encouraged those along the way who are going in problems, but they're still walking with God. Those times that I've needed encouragement, I've found what I needed from the brethren and the sisters in Christ, walking with God. The Bible says in John chapter number 16, verse number 13, talks about the Holy Ghost being our guide. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. See, we're walking with Him. He's going to guide us into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whosoever He shall hear, but whosoever He shall hear that shall He speak, He will show you things to come. And Him being dwelling in us as the Holy Ghost of God does in the life of the believer, this encouraging walk that you and I walk, we see the grace of God in our lives. We see the goodness of God in our lives. If you can't see the goodness of God in your life, I mean, you're blind. I mean, how many of us thought we had to breathe this morning? I mean, just a little thing, but hey, you got to have it, you're going to die. And ain't nobody woke up and said, I got to breathe. We take it for granted. But the goodness of God to give you and I another breath. And then we see the greatness of God in our lives. And it's in times of courage and these encouraging times in our walk. And then, you know, you just think about walking with God. You know, in these, where the Bible says Enoch walked with God. This walking with God has been an educating walk. You know, I've learned stuff that ain't nobody been able to teach me. No human being. But I've learned it from walking with Him. I've learned. And you know, He's a heavenly teacher. You know, He's not one that, it's amazing. He knows everything. I mean, who else to learn from? And He ain't going to lead you wrong. You know, some of these teachers may teach wrong, but He ain't going to lead you wrong because He's, all of it's true. But He's educated me in my walk as how to trust Him. It's amazing when you think about trusting in the Lord. Sometimes He'll put me to the test and really see if I trust Him. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, He shall direct thy path. I read a story of a man. He would walk what was called a tightrope. That's what he did. And man, he could walk them suckers. He tied one from one side of Niagara Falls to the other side. Walked across that thing. Old feller come over there, stood on one end and watched that feller walk across that line. He said, man, I ain't never seen nothing like that for my life. Said, you, it's amazing at how you can do that. And that fella asked him, said, you think I can push a wheelbarrow out across that thing? He said, I don't doubt it at all. So that fella got on that tightrope and got that wheelbarrow, and he's walking all the way out there on that line. He turned around, walked back across. Come back on the other side. He said, sir, you think I could get somebody in the wheelbarrow and walk across this line? And that feller said, you're the best I've ever seen. No doubt you could get somebody in that wheelbarrow and walk across that rope across the Niagara Falls. And he said, well, get in the wheelbarrow. And the man started backpedaling. See, we're all right trusting God as long as we're not in the wheelbarrow. But when God says get in the wheelbarrow, that's whenever it gets down where the rubber meets the road. But this educating walk with God, I've learned what it is to trust in the Lord. I've learned what it is in this walking with God, this educating walk. I've learned what it is to obey. Now, I'm not saying don't take counsel from people. I get counsel from my dad. I get counsel from men of God. But above them, I want to obey God. This is the reason why. Because I ain't walking with my daddy. I'm walking with God. Now, I'm not saying not to take advice and not to take good godly counsel. That ain't what I'm saying. But you're walking with God. You ain't walking with your preacher. Your preacher may be gone tomorrow. Who you walking with? And I'm not meaning that bad, but hey, we don't know what our next step going to be. And if this thing blows apart, who you walking with? This walk, I've learned what it is to try to live holy. Not like a Pharisee, but try to live holy. Try to live right before a lost and dying world. And so we see the educating walk. Vance Havner said this, what man needs is not a boost from below, but a birth from above. See, man's trying in their own power to walk with God, and until the birth comes, you ain't walking with him. And so we see not only it's an enjoyable walk and an encouraging walk and an educating walk, but the Bible says here in verse number 24, and Enoch walked with God and was not. We see in the evaporating walk. You find here that Enoch, he disappeared. No longer did they see Enoch, but they saw God who was walking with Enoch. When man looks at you, who they see? John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. We are losing, well, I say we're losing, I think we lost it. We've lost the ministry of decreasing. My age group and down, I can talk about us because I'm in this age group. We some of the most prideful, arrogant, cocky, I'm talking big-headed people in America. I'm talking about in a general sense, preacher. I'm telling you, it's very few and far between that you find somebody that is not worried about themselves being seen but wanting to lift the Lord up. And I'm not trying to be mean or ugly. I'm just telling the truth. But you and I should disappear. Not that man see us, but they see God. It was an evaporating walk. You know, in 3 John chapter number 1, verse number 9, we are like Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence. There's a lot of them. Now, I'm telling you, Sangers is the world's worst. I've seen people get fighting mad. I'm talking pack their duds up and walk out the door because they didn't get to sing. It's unreal. And it's worse with preachers. But it's just as bad on the pew. But we need to evaporate We need to disappear. The Bible says he was not. No longer did man see him, but they saw the Lord. The ministry of disappearing, evaporating, decreasing. Our day is little known of this. John 12:32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Who you lifting up? Who you lifting up? This walk is an evaporating walk to the child of God. Eventually, you know, you ain't always, eventually you're going to disappear. I mean, eventually they're going to say, hey, there's something about you that is unique and different. And it's the Lord that is walking with you. God help me to evaporate. I know, and you're talking this, and a lot of people think, well, how can you evaporate? You know, you're in flesh and all. That's not what I'm getting after. I'm talking about being more Christ-like. I'm talking about where people see Christ in you and Christ in me. So we see it's an enjoyable walk. It's an encouraging walk. It's an educating walk. It's an evaporating walk. But then we find the Bible says, for God took him. We see it's an elevating walk. The Bible says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Spiritual and separated walk. This elevating walk. There's men that I've met, they're walking on a totally different plane than I am. And we knew some of them. Earl Hendricks didn't walk on my ground. He walked. Warren Elliott don't walk amongst us. He walking on a different elevation. Brother Whittemore, he ain't walking on the same ground I'm walking on. He's walking on a different level. And when you begin to walk with God, whenever you decrease, God will lift you up. Not that he get glory, but that the Lord Jesus get the glory. But he'll use the life of somebody willing to disappear, and whenever they disappear, he'll lift them up, that he gets the glory. It's an elevating walk. There was a preacher, I know he's in heaven now, his name was Earl Hughes. Brother Earl was the most spooky and the most, I'm talking about just strange man of God I've ever met. And I've met a couple of them that were as strange as he was, but he's just the one I guess the Lord brought to my mind. But Brother Earl was just different. I mean, he had such a walk with God that God elevated Brother Earl. And there's other men that may be running through your mind that you can think of that God's elevated. How bad do you want God, not that you get the glory, but that he does, to elevate you? It said, and he was not, for God took him. I want my walk to be an elevating walk. Not that I get the glory, but that God lift me up and lift you up so that people see, hey, there's something about them. And then, not only do we see it's an elevating walk, but this walk, it's an everlasting walk. See, Enoch, he's still walking. He ain't stopped. Because he's in the glory world, and he's still walking with God. See, one day, you and I, we're going to check out of this world. And we're going to be walking with God as children of God. Do you know that we're not as far away from heaven as you think? You know, heaven's real close. You know, they got telescopes and all that stuff, and they can see way out yonder. I'm talking about way out there. But they ain't never seen heaven. But heaven really ain't that far away. Heaven's closer than you think. See, here in Genesis 5, you find that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Heaven's within walking distance. You find that Enoch, he just walked there.
Yeah, that's right.
Jacob, You find he went to sleep on a pile of rock. Had a dream. A ladder came from heaven and touched earth. About the longest ladder you'll ever see, about 40 foot. Heaven ain't that far away. Heaven is closer than you think. The banks of the Jordan River, John the Baptist looked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, take away sin of the world." And Jesus came down in the Jordan, told John, said, "Yeah, I need you to baptize me." He baptized the Lord Jesus, and a voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I well please." Heaven's within earshot. Heaven is closer than you and I think. Your next step in walking with God, you could walk into the glory world. I advise you, if you ain't walking with God, to start today. My desire, and I fail terrible, but my desire is to walk with God. What's your desire? What's your desire? So many people want to do other stuff, and they get caught up in things. But I want to walk with the Lord. Lord, thank you for this morning.